Shalom. This is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. On July 7, I received a telephone call from Zona Hayes, daughter of Norval Hayes. A man in her church, and he had called her, he went by to see Brother Norval, and he had had a vision concerning, we were a part of it, but really concerning the whole body of Christ. And this autumn, this fall, what God intends to do. And in the vision, it had some parts to it. The first, the opening and the closing were the words, "There are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain." He saw a great wall of fire of people. He saw the earth dark, but he saw great lights in the earth, which he believed were the church. He heard that it was going to be in the autumn. And if we get time to get to it, he saw that there was going to be an ordination of the church to a higher position, and it was going to come about in the fall. Now, not just if you're at our meeting, but that the meeting had a lot to do with it. So I'm playing to you, for you, this CD that we played for our prayer group on July 13. We'll take it up from where we left it off. And he's explaining about ambers being a fossilized rosin, how it is one of the best preservers of life. And the Lord led him to study this after he had had the vision. So we'll take it up and we'll play a little more than we did yesterday, Randy.
They found feathers in ambers before. They have found butterflies that have been fossilized in amber, and there's been some creatures found in it that I care not to mention. But one of the things that spoke to me is seed has been found in ambers from the remote past. Now keep in mind, there were ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain. And I want to inject something here. There is a seed, a remnant of people, that has been preserved down through the ages of time. I tend to want to say, since the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts, there's always been a seed, there's been a remnant that's been preserved. And of course, we can go back farther than that, even to our natural Jewish nation. But as I begin to study on in this about the amber and how it was formed, well, I begin to think about that wall, and I said, God, why did you not use the word embers instead of ambers? After the Lord had begun to show me some things about the forming of amber. Even amber is considered a gemstone, but it's not a mineral. Most gemstones are minerals. Amber is an organic material. It came from something that was living, and so did pearls. Pearls are an organic gemstone. But when I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why did you say ambers and not embers? He said, study. So I did. Sister Billy, this just, it just amazes me. Woman of God, God's raised you up for this hour, without question and without doubt. I want you to just listen to this for a few moments about embers. Now, ember has to do with the fire, with a glowing wall and the peoples. An ember, well, first of all, we know embers, they're a hot glowing material that remain after a fire. And in some cases, they may very well be the cause of a new fire. Now, I hope you got that. Embers are the hot, glowing material that remain after a fire. And in some occasions, they could very well be the cause of another fire. An ember, now we're on ember and not amber now. Embers, they're usually formed when a fire has only partially burnt, we'll say a piece of fuel, whether it be wood or coal. But they've only partially burnt that fuel. And there's still usable chemical energy in that piece of fuel. But it's only partially burnt. And there's still usable chemical energy in that piece of fuel. Many times this happens because that usable chemical energy, it's so deep into the center of that piece of fuel. This chemical energy is so deep in there that air doesn't reach it. And therefore, there's no combustion because, of course, it takes oxygen. That's one of the reasons he said, what man, light up the candle, put it under a bushel, it's going to go out. But now remember, these embers, they're formed because this piece of fuel is only partially burnt. And the reason why it, this unusable or this usable chemical energy, it's so deep in there. And I want to inject something here. There is something so deep in the elected seed of God. I'll use the term the chosen, the elected, and the ordained. There's something so deep in a remnant of people that just the normal little sermon is not bringing the fire and the combustion that we need. The word of the Lord said, the deep calleth unto the deep. But the reason that these embers continue to stay hot and they don't lose their thermal energy real quickly, it's because combustion is still happening, but it's only happening in a miniature scale. That's why they'll still stay hot. Embers can stay hot for quite a while. And combustion's happening, but it's only going on at a miniature scale. We are so excited over what God has been doing. We can look back through the ages of time and we can look to right now, but it's only on a miniature scale compared to the ability that's inside of us, to what God has ordained for us.
Yes.
One more thing here about embers. When you look at them, whether it be in a grill or a fireplace or a huge fire outside, occasionally you'll see small yellow, orange, red lights, and it's like they'll be snaking throughout the embers. You just kind of, they'll show up, then they'll go. And they're snaking throughout the embers there. And it's still somewhat of combustion. But the thing about it, there's not enough combustion happening at one time to create a fire, to create the flame, rather. It's not enough combustion going on at one time to create the flame. Now, what I say all that, okay, there is a seed. There is a seed, and it's been preserved from the past. There's a seed inside of, I'm going to say, the human organism, that body that's the temple of the Lord.
Yes. This is Billy Brim. And we're playing for you from a CD that we made from when Brother Wiseman addressed our Prayer Mountain meeting. He's our Prayer Mountain prayer meeting that we have every Sunday, and he's talking about the Prayer Mountain meeting that's coming up Thursday, the 23rd of October through the 27th of October here in Branson. Play the rest of it.
All right. There, this fall meeting, woman of God, it's ordained the Holy Ghost. If you've ever had a meeting that's been ordained by God, this fall meeting is. I know God told me that was a season. That fall was a season. This meeting, remember, I read there about these embers. It takes oxygen. It takes a little wind to get those embers to create this end time fire. There's going to be a breath from heaven that's God is going to breathe in this fall meeting. I know what I'm saying. I have no reason to speak flattering words to anybody. Not one. Especially to somebody I've never met. No reason whatsoever. The God of this world wants to get people to put the brakes on. He would love to keep people. Right now, the God of this world is trying to keep people from that meeting. But see, the God that's in us, he's not the God of this world, but he's the God of the heavens. He's greater than the God of this world. There's going to be a breath of God come into this fall meeting. There'll be people that'll come to this meeting. They'll be there by divine ordination. They're going to press their way through the obstacles that's going to try to prevent them from coming. But there'll be a breath of God. You know, God breathes his word. He breathes his word. The breath of God is going to come into this meeting. When people leave there, they're going to have something that's going to be able to give them light when darkness may be other places. Listen to these scriptures. I know you'll recognize them.
We want you to have this CD if you want it, absolutely free. If you will telephone us at 1-800-972-3447, we will send you the CD at no cost. That's 1-800-972-3447. We'll play some more tomorrow. We want you to understand what the Lord has spoken about ordination. There's an ordination coming this fall for the body of Christ. We believe that God's going to breathe on those embers. We've all been in Holy Ghost meetings. We've been in places where the fire burned. And we know that God's going to lift this church up to where it needs to be in this final hour. Thank God, and we invite you to be with us. Shalom.